Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody say bless, say bless, say bless.
Yeah!
Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to D&K Bible Break. We're live on Blog Talk Radio, and we just want to say good evening to everyone. Hopefully you had a great weekend and a great start of your week on today. This is D&K Bible Break, and again, we're live on www.blogtalkradio, Chaos Talk with Derek Oliver, or you can always call in our phone lines at 845-277-9094. With that being said, I just want to give honor to the Lord for waking me up, putting in my right frame of mind, starting me on my way, and giving me a mind to serve Him. I just want to say again, thank you all for listening and supporting, and I'm going to turn it over to my co-host, Miss Kay.
All right. Good evening, everybody, and happy Monday. Beautiful day today. All right. So tonight, our topic is not a way, He is the only way. So we're going to be discussing that on tonight. We do have a special guest that will be joining us. I'm just going to give a little bit of a introduction of the topic, and then I'll bring our guest on and open up the line for our guest and for my husband to add to it. Before I do that, I'm going to open us up in prayer. Father God, thank you for allowing us to come together one more time on this day. We ask that you just be in the midst on this evening. Lord, everything that we do is to give you honor, to praise your name. Nothing about us, it's all about you. And everything that we do, we pray that you get the glory and that you do what needs to be done in your people. Lord, we honor you and we praise you and we thank you for what you're going to do and be in the midst. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, so this topic, not a way, He is the only way. And I emphasize the word only because a lot of things are going on in the world now where you have so many, many different, different religions. So there's a lot of religions in this world. And a lot of religions, they include, you know, well-mannered people. They're some good teachers, moral leaders, spiritual gurus, inspirational leaders, you know, many influential people, if I can say it that way. And they include a lot of good-hearted people, but, you know, none of that is enough. Us being in this walk, there's no favoritism. You're not gonna make it to heaven because of your good works or your reputation or your status or any achievements that you've accomplished here on this earth. There's no power in yourself. It doesn't matter how many people you help, how many charities you're part of. None of that matters. There's only one way. You can't get to heaven based off of your good works. And so we're going to be discussing that on tonight. I do have some scriptures that I'm going to be giving off right off the bat. So if you just want to take the scriptures down, we'll continue. But, you know, all religions are based on, you know, they're based on a founder. And those founders, died. They did not come back to life, you know, and we as Christians, we serve the true and living God. We serve the true Savior. You know, Jesus is the only man to have conquered death forever. Revelation 1 and 18 says, I am the living one. I died, but look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and the grave. Not no other human being, not no other man who people are following all these different religions. We serve a true and living God. No past, present, or future being can lead us to God and salvation. All roads do not lead to heaven. I'm going to leave you with this last scripture. I'm going to bring our special guest on. John 14 and 6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So there is not a way, as in one of many ways. He is the only way. And so we're going to be talking about that on tonight. I'm going to bring on Evangelist Dove. Welcome on tonight. And husband, if you want to add to anything I said, I'm going to let you all take the reins.
Good evening. Good evening. Thank you, you guys, for inviting me on tonight. I'm so excited to be joining you on Chaos tonight with such a great topic. And thank you for considering me.
Amen.
Did you want me to go ahead and talk?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I think this is a great topic on tonight. I like it because, like you said in the beginning, Sister Kisa, there's a lot of good people in life, people who do good things, you know, people who give, people who help other people. But the thing about life is, it's quick. And it goes fast. And there is an eternal to our lives. We experience a temporary while we're living, and we continue on with an eternal. So it's like the eternal after the temporary. You got to know what's gonna happen afterwards. And the way you do that is not just because you've been so good, or because you give, or because you said a kind word, or because you're a good person. You know, you don't do that bad. There has to be something that's going to tie you over to the next world. And I was looking at two religions, because you were saying, you know, there's different religions. But when Elder had called me and we talked earlier, I looked at Buddhist and Islam, because these are very two well-known religions. And I just kind of look to see what their feelings were about going to heaven and how to get to heaven. Well, Buddhists, they teach reincarnation, or you're going to enter into nirvana. And nirvana is like this state, this heavenly state. According to Buddhists, a person can obtain nirvana by eliminating and obliterating any desires on their own. So in other words, in their life, in their personal life, if they can control themselves, if they can eliminate bad things on their own, then they can get to nirvana. And with reincarnation, there's six possible avenues of rebirth with being reincarnated. Now, the thing about all this is you have to try to do your best while you're on this earth. And there's six possible avenues of rebirth. Is hell is number one. You could be reborn as an animal. You can experience yourself as a hungry ghost This is R. You can be reincarnated as. You can live in Asura, and Asura is a place of jealous demigods who are overcome with desires and longing to be in heaven. Or you can be reincarnated, new life on earth, or what they call heaven. But that's only if you can eliminate and obliterate any desires on your own. This is what the Buddhists believe. This is how you get to their heaven. And then the Islam religion, Muslims believe if you are good while you live, you would go to Jannah. Is it Jannah?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Which is a beautiful garden of paradise.
Paradise.
Now, if you're bad, you're going to go to Jahannam, a place of agony, pain, and suffering. Now, get this. They believe that Allah is in control of when a person dies, and Allah is the one who decides whether a person goes to hell or not. So no one can be assured of going to Jannah or to Jahannam, because it's up to Allah. And depending on how Allah feels on that day when you die, your assignment will be made accordingly. Wow.
My God. I'm so glad I serve a real God. Oh, Lord. That's a man. That's you put in somebody's hand. That's dead. He's dead, but you're in his hand.
Right. Right.
Wow.
Your assignment will be made according to what Allah feels about you at that time. Somebody who's dead. I don't know how he's going to make this assignment, but somebody who's dead, who's not breathing and living, according to Allah, how he feels, he's going to either assign you to paradise or to agony. Wow.
Mm. No.
Ooh. Wow.
That is crazy. That would make somebody not know what to do with their life. How do you live each day? That's like something so unattainable. Like, you don't know, am I doing it right? Am I doing it wrong? That just seems like a lot of stress and pressure.
Constantly.
Constantly. Yeah.
Because you don't know where you're going. It's based upon Allah. He's going to determine your death. That's what they believe. He determines the death. And based upon him will be your assignment.
Wow.
But thank God.
Yeah, wow. I'm gonna jump in here because I got this assignment to talk about this on today because something I heard on social media, and it kind of disturbed me. I didn't even get through the whole thing, and I just had to stop because there's a lot of Christians, believers, who say that they're Christians, but they also believe in other religions. And I don't agree with that. There ain't but one Lord and Savior. And I'm not exactly sure what it says, but I know they say he's a jealous God, and we should have no other idols or no other religion. We shouldn't put any other thing besides what the Word of God says. That's the only thing that should be in front of us. But you have a lot of people, and I believe now, after doing some research, you have some leaders, celebrities, dibble dabble. They want to say they're Christians, but yet they dibble dabble in other religions. And this is how we came up with this, because I heard someone say there are more than one way to get to heaven. And I just don't understand that logic. I don't understand that thinking. You know, there's only one way to get to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. You can't get there no other way. And what people try to trick us with is they try to trick us with, well, you know, the Buddhism or Islamic, they believe in peace. And, okay, just because they believe in peace doesn't make their religion right. There's a lot of morally good people and people that do morally good things. If they don't have Jesus dying on the cross, rising on the third day, and believe that he's coming again, then it really doesn't mean anything. You have a lot of good people who do a lot of moral good things, but they don't believe in Jesus. And it's very hard. I just posted something on my Facebook, and it's about a certain, so I don't really want to say the celebrity name, but he identifies himself as a Christian. But after you listen to everything that he talks about religion, it's going to open your eyes, and it's going to open your eyes to a lot of other people. And that's why we just have to be careful with who we listen to, because it's a trap to confuse you to think that everything else is okay. It's like everyone believes that God is love, and God just loves everybody. And it is true. God do love everybody. He doesn't love everything that we do, and that there's a difference. And we just have to be careful with who we're listening to, who we allow ourselves to listen to, because I'm starting to believe there's hidden agendas in a lot of these people who say that they're believers. And like I said, if you would name your child after a Muslim name, I don't understand you can be a Christian and do that. Now, I may be wrong or in saying that. It just really bothers me if you understand what you're doing. And you're understanding because they believe in peace, they believe in this, and they believe in that. And there's nothing wrong with believing in that, because that's what we believe as a Christian. I'm just at numb right now with it all, and I don't want to say nothing that I'm going to confuse anybody even more. It's just I'm a firm believer, and I don't think no one will ever change my mind, but there's only one way, one Lord, one Savior. There's only one way to get to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. All this other stuff, if you want to try it and take a chance with it, you go right on ahead. But from what I've been taught and from what I believe there's just one true and living God, and he did everything on Calvary's cross. And Buddha, I don't understand. That don't even make logical sense to me, how someone who is dead, never got up, is going to choose where you spend your eternity at. It makes no sense. And it just bothers me. That's all I'm going to say about that for right now. Go ahead.
I think, too, that people want to tailor how they live their lives. You know, it's like they want to make things convenient for them. Elder, a lot of times we don't want to. I read this quote one time. We call ourselves Christians until it comes down to discipline. We call ourselves Christians until it comes down to discipline, because we say that we read the Bible, but we really don't read it. I mean, you know, let's be real. People, you know, when they at home, do they really read the Bible? Do they really study the Word of God? Do they really get into the presence of God? When it comes down to the discipline, you know, they're like, oh, yeah, I'm a Christian. You know, I'm a Christian because I've given money to people at the gas station. I'm a Christian because, you know, I saw somebody hungry one day and I went to McDonald's and I bought them some food. So I'm a Christian, okay? So what are you doing behind your closed doors then? Really, I think I said this before. If somebody could take, if you yourself could take a video camera of you, what would you be watching on the screen? And let's be real. What would you be watching on the screen? what you really look like? What do you really sound like? How many cuss words do you really use? But you've gotten so used to religious that when you go out and, you know, you go to church, you know how to sit, you know how to clap your hands, you know how to look, but where is the discipline at? So people kind of be like, oh, yeah, you know, well, okay, I'm a Christian, but, you know, like you said, Elder, Islam is such a piece of religion, you know, and I'm peaceful, so maybe it's not too bad that I kind of, you know, be with the Islamic. And then I've seen Christian people who have Buddhist statues in their house.
Oh.
So I'm like, well, are you worshiping Buddha or are you a Christian? Why do you have a Buddhist statue? Oh, because I like it. It looks really nice.
Wow.
The word even says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. See, you think you're stable, but you're not. The word says you're unstable. Why you got a Buddhist? Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead. That's just it. I don't, and this is where, because we all know people, and because we know people, and because we're, I like to use the word cool with people, we want them to be like us, but we accept their ways. And because we accept their ways, you know, like the Buddha statue, you know, someone can give you one as a gift and you can take it. Oh, they're all right. They're mm-hmm. cool people. We, you know, and it becomes we're cool. And when we become cool with everything, everything is okay. It's just like, you know, and I don't want to make it a one-sided subject. It's just like with the homosexual people, because they're nice people, because they talk nice, because they live a nice lifestyle, but they're still wrong. And then they want to do what God is love. God loves them too. So let's let them do them. And yet we're spreading that it's okay to do what they do. It's like when people take these, what they call money baths and burn the sage and do all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. You have people who say that they're believers that believe in this stuff. They do it on a daily basis. And it's just me. Are they doing it because they're just confused, or they know what they're doing and they're trying to deceive us and making us think that we should? It's okay that we do that kind of stuff. And mm-hmm. Like I said, you have to be careful because people have a hidden message behind a lot of stuff that they do. And they can get you by saying that they're Christians. They can get you by saying that they're believers, and they're really not. They're really not. They're serving two and three different masters. And if they're serving that, just like you said, they're unstable. And when you're unstable, you know, that is just what I believe. This just happened, I think, over the weekend, and it just been troubling my spirit because, you know, I used to listen to Steve Harvey every morning and his inspirational talks. And then when he broke it down, what he really thought about his religion and being a Christian is, it's just mind-blowing me. And I just posted it on my Facebook page. It's about 12 minutes long. If you get a chance, just listen to it because I'm not going to have it up there too long because I don't want to confuse anybody. Now, I'm not saying that he's a bad person, this, that, or the other, but when you listen to it, and as a man of God and as a leader, it just, it confused me. And I'm like, wow, I thought, and then they always say because people got money, they live differently. Well, if you have Jesus, you shouldn't live no differently, whether you're rich, poor, whatever. You shouldn't live no differently. The word is the word for the rich and for the poor. So I don't really believe that, you know. That's just my belief. And like I said, there ain't but one way to get to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ, accepting him as your personal Savior and not having no other gods before him. Because he is a jealous God. And if you dibble-dabbling in all these other things, what is that saying about Jesus? And that's really my point. That's really all I have to – I really can't get – that's it. It's that basic, that easy. But it's that complicated. As easy as it is, it gets real complicated when you start breaking down what people really believe and how they believe it. They believe you can get to heaven many different ways. And I just don't understand what heaven they're trying to go to. But there ain't but one heaven and one hell. And there ain't but one way to get you to heaven. And there's really one way to get you to hell. And that's non-belief will get you to hell. If you believe in Jesus, that will get you to heaven.
You know, I think a lot of people, you know, they say, I love God. Everybody is like, I love God, and they love saying that they love God. And by them loving God, they can say, I'm a Christian. Yeah, I love God. I'm a Christian. But what the part that they're missing is there are many gods that people are out here serving, these little G gods. There's so many gods. So just because they say they love God and they're a Christian, there is a scripture that says, it's 1 Peter 2 and 9, but you are not like that, for you are a chosen people. You are a royal priest, a holy nation, God's very own possession. As a result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light. We were designed to be set apart. If you are a true believer of Jesus Christ, because you can't get to God you can't get to capital G God without going through Jesus Christ. There is no other way possible to the Father and into the kingdom than through Jesus Christ. And that's period. You cannot go through these little gods, and you have to have a right relationship with Jesus in order to get to heaven, in order to get to God. There is no other way around it. So if you're not following that path, if you're not choosing to be set apart and you're choosing to blend in with the world and follow whatever trends are going on and all of that, then you're setting yourself up for failure. You have to become holy by having a right relationship with God, by believing in Jesus Christ as your Savior. You got to repent of your sins and accept his free gift of eternal life. If you have not placed your faith in God's Son alone to save you from your sins, then your pursuit of holiness is in vain. It's in vain. You've got to be born again. You've got to be set apart, and you have to seek after Christ. That's the only way outside of Christ, you're not making it. That's the bottom line. If you don't have Christ, you don't have a relationship, then there's no heaven. You can't skip the process and think, oh, because I'm a good person. Like, you know, we've all been saying, it's not about what you do, who you are. It is by God's grace, his grace, that we make it into heaven, his grace. And we talk about people who, like, according to the Buddhists, Islam, all these religions is based off of your do's and don'ts. And if you can be a good person, or somebody else is saying of, oh, they determine if you make it to heaven or hell, and it doesn't work like that. The Bible says in Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Our hearts are sinful, and we require a supernatural change. We cannot change outside of Christ. So if you don't have Christ, and you got all these gods that you say you're serving, and you're calling yourself a Christian, if you don't have Christ, it's not going to work. You're not going to make it. You got to know him for yourself. It's necessary. You have to know him for yourself.
I think people think it's, you know, their works. I think too often they look at their works. They think, if I do this, if I do that, if I'm good, if I help others, surely, because I've heard people say that before, that, you know, I'm pretty good. I'm a good person. I help, you know, people when they're hungry. So surely God is going to let me in. And they take it so lightly. And I'm like, okay, if you think that's the only way that you're going to get in because you're good, first of all of all religions, Christianity is the only one where somebody has given their life for us. For us. No other religion, you know, say, I'm laying my life down. I am the sacrifice for you. Because you know what? Whether we realize it or not, we make sacrifices daily. We sacrifice either our time to get into the presence of God, or we sacrifice ourselves to sin. Because when you sin, you give in to your flesh. So you're making a sacrifice. But when you sacrifice yourself to God, what you say to your flesh is, I'm going to put you under subjection. I'm going to sacrifice you, and I'm going to sit here, and I'm going to read and study the Word of God. I'm going to pray. I'm going to get into His presence. That's a way of sacrificing. We also sacrifice our bodies when we go out and say, okay, I'm going to do whatever it is that I want to do. You know, I'm not going to get too wild, or I'm not going to get too turned up, but my flesh is going to be the sacrifice. So we sacrifice something daily, but do we sacrifice it unto our flesh or unto God? But Jesus, He sacrificed Himself for us. No other religion said, I'm going to lay down my life for you. And then God gave us the Holy Spirit to help keep us, to remind us of His word, to bring that thought to say, wait a minute, what I'm doing is not right. What I'm doing is not pleasing to God. Let me come to myself. Let me get myself together. You know, there is no other religion that does that. That's why the name of Jesus, people, they okay when you say Buddha, because Buddha didn't sacrifice himself, so it doesn't have that authority. It doesn't make people feel something. You know, the Islam religion, Allah, He didn't sacrifice anything. No other religion sacrificed anything. So when you say those names of those other religions, people don't feel anything. But when you say the name of Jesus, the reason they feel something is because of the power and the authority in the name of Jesus. And it moves on their spirit because God created us. Because God created us. So it moves upon them. So that's why they're like, uh-oh, you can't say the name of Jesus, because of the authority in the name of Jesus. And because demons know that name. So it begins to stir inside of them, people who don't have and are carrying the name of Jesus. So those demons begin to stir. And then people are like, oh, my God, you know, they're talking about Jesus. Nobody else gave himself. In John 10 and 9, it says, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And it goes on to say, and shall go in and out and have pasture. And then I like verse 10. It says, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they may have life, and they might have it more abundantly. See, the enemy wants to trick you into thinking it's your works if you just do good. Even the devil knows Jesus. Even the devil knows the authority and the power in the name of Jesus. Even demons tremble at the name of Jesus. And he knows that if you really find out who this Jesus is, and you answer the call of the knock on the door from Jesus, then you will realize who you are in God.
Amen.
No other religion has that. That's why we say that that's the only way that we can go. Like you said, there is no other way. There is no other way. He is the door.
And the thing that I'm being led is that we need to start teaching and preaching more of the basic, because something as simple as there's more than one way to get to heaven, it can mess up. It shook me up when I heard it. And it's like, okay, what would this do to someone who don't know? They just think if you just live a moral, good life, you can make it to heaven. You know, you don't do this, you don't do that. And there's going to be a lot of morally good people who love people, who help people, but at the same time, they don't believe in Jesus Christ. And they're going to go to hell, just like the person who rejects Jesus Christ. And because you have a lot of people in high positions that believe that you can do a lot of different things to get to heaven, because, you know, sometimes people don't go home and read their Bibles. The only Bibles they read is through us, who's living to be believers. And we have to make sure that we give the right message, and not that we're going against anybody, but we have to stand firm and believe that the word that we serve is true. And some of this stuff, just because it sounds good, love everybody, love everything. No, you have to live a holy life, and you have to make a sacrifice. Jesus made sacrifices for us. We should make sacrifices for him. And that's the thing that people don't want to do. They don't want to make a sacrifice. And I'm just talking about the basic. I'm not even talking about fasting, anything. Like, I'm just talking about basic sacrifice to find 10 minutes a day to pray to him. We won't do it. We'll have someone else pray for us. We'll wait and have the leaders pray for us. Well, I'll wait till I go to church for Sunday, and I'll let them pray for me. And it's so lazy and so convenient at the same time. And we all feel like if we don't touch the pastor's hand, then we're doomed. And the thing about it is we have the power within ourselves to do it. We have the power to do it. Because believe it or not, we have to believe it in order for him to do it. We have to believe it, not for anybody else. And I know there's two or three gathered, he's in the midst, but we have to have that belief. And we think when we put our belief in other people, and this is where we start to fail. We put our hope, our everything, our feeling, we put it in other people. And I hope I'm not going too far, getting too far out the way, but me and my wife were having a conversation. It's a private conversation. I'm not going to bring it up. But she was giving me some concerns of hers about some issues. And I'm like, okay, I feel you. I understand what the concern. But the question is really, the concerns really aren't our concerns. We need to leave that with the Lord. But at the same time, we need to have our concern about our business, not everybody else's business. Not about the church business, not about this business. We need to have concern about making sure we're right and we're living the right way, so when people see us, they can get the answer they need, not through us telling them, just by how we live our life, just by how we live our life. And you
well,
know,
Elder,
I'm – Go ahead, Evangelist.
No, I'm so sorry, but I was just getting ready to say this statement. We need to be about our Father's business. If you think about Jesus, he always said, I got to be about my Father's business. The problem with us is we're not about our Father's business. We're about other people's business and our business. That's the problem.
Yeah.
We want to be in your business. We want to be in my business. We want to be in Sister Sue's business. We don't want to be about our Father's business. And guess what? If we were about our Father's business, God will take care of our business, and then we don't have time for Miss Sue business.
That's right.
We're in everybody
That's
else's
right.
business. But we got to be about our Father's business. Like you just said, we need to get back to the basics, to the Word of God, very basic. The Word of God says, the Word of God says, the Word of God says. That's what we need to focus on. And if we can focus on the Word of God, and if we could stay there instead of worrying about somebody else's business, and like I said, even our own business, if we're about our Father's business, he'll take care of ours. Matthew 6:33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and all his righteousness, and then these things shall be added. If we seek God first, We don't have to worry about the things we got going on because God is going to take care of those things. Because guess what? We're taking care of his kingdom. We're winning souls for the kingdom of God. We're out there doing the work that he has called us to do and do even greater. But we so into everybody else's business that we can't even build God's kingdom. Because guess what we're doing? We're tearing it down. We're tearing it down.
Yeah.
Because we're supposed to be about our Father's business.
And the thing about that is, you're right, we're supposed to be about his business, but it's all become so commercial and so, I like to say wishy-washy. And like I said, the Lord, when I saw that video about the Steve Harvey thing, and in my weekend, the Lord has just been dealing with me about some things, personal things. Extended Arms ended up passing out food over the weekend. And it was funny because the day I got the call that the food was there was the day we had to pass it out. We didn't have time to announce it. We didn't have time to set nothing up. We just had to go get it and pass it out. So as we were doing that, passing it out, there were a few people, why didn't you announce it? Why didn't you call this, that, or the other? And, you know, the Lord was sharing something with me, and he shared it in my meditation over the weekend, is we always want to showboat and show we should be doing these things. And it's like the Lord showed me, if the Lord put it in your spirit, you should be doing it anyway. We shouldn't have to make an announcement. And I know I'm going to get a lot of slack for this, or have a big meeting for us to do what we've been called to do. Now, if the Lord didn't call you to do it and you don't feel comfortable in doing it, then I'm not asking you to do it. But if you're waiting on a man to tell you what to do for the Lord, that's part of the trick of the devil. You should automatically be wanting to do it. You should be calling to do it. You should be pushing to do whatever the Lord has called you to do, wherever he led you to lead. Everyone can't preach. Everyone can't teach. Everyone can't pass food out. Everyone can't go out witnessing. Everyone can't do it, but there's something that you can be doing to uplift his kingdom. And it shouldn't take a bunch of people or people to tell you to go do it. And as we started doing it, and I was just doing it, and, you know, I like to do it just to do it. I don't like to call a whole lot of other people and say it's just too much work. And then you got to wait, then you're on other people's time. But when you're doing it out of the goodness of your heart and you're doing it because this is what God has called you to do, you shouldn't have to wait on anybody. And if you're serving the Lord and you believe in the Lord, you ought to know, automatically know, there ain't but one Lord and Savior, him. He's it. You can't mix Jesus with Buddhism. You can't mix it with the Islamic. You can't mix it with the Jehovah's Witness. He's too powerful, too jealous. And again, he's the only one that sacrificed his life, died, got back up for us. And if you can't sacrifice, or if you want to share that and go over to the Buddhism and go over to the Islamic and the yoga and do all this other stuff, you're slapping him in the face because you're saying that he's not enough, is what you're saying. And I know everyone wants to say, well, what about peace and love and all this, because this is what these religions, they have all of that. Well, Jesus has all of that too, and he's a jealous God. He wants all the praise and the glory for himself, and he's not going to share it with anybody else because of the sacrifices he made. He shouldn't have to share it. So when we going around doing these other things that you think don't no one else know about, believe you me, he knows. Mm-hmm. And I would just be careful. I would be careful because if you're listening to other people and you're doing what other people are doing, you might be, because they might be, like they said, I'm going to use a worldly term, they might slip something in your drink. And next thing you know, you're a little off. And you are serving two and three different masters. This is why you got to be careful. Jesus never said if you did everything that he wanted you to do that you was going to be rich or successful. He promised us we would have everlasting life. That's what he promised us. But never was we going to be all rich. We were going to be balling out. some of we got to suffer. So in order to get what we got to get, in order to get to heaven, we may have to suffer a little bit and struggle a little bit. Because you look at all the disciples, and even Jesus, he struggled a little bit. He was tempted by the devil. He had to go through some things. We're going to have to go through some things, too. It's not just because you got Jesus in your life, everything is going to be well and done. And I can't remember that scripture where it says that we're going to have tribulation in our life. We're going to have it. It's going to come. And we just got to be prepared for who we're going to serve. But all these other religions make it seem like they are that's the it religion. If you do this and you do that, you're going to be successful. And that's not necessarily true. The only way you're going to be successful is if you believe in Jesus Christ and you know him as your personal savior and you're walking with him. It don't mean like you're not going to go through some things, but you will be, at the end of the day, you will be successful. You will have that eternal life. What, do you have anything you want to add?
I'm going to add to this. God didn't promise, oh, if you do this, you'll be successful, or if you do this, you'll be rich. Or he didn't say any of that. And I think a lot of people look at that as far as having faith in God. And they, we had during our power of prayer, it's like, you know, one of the sisters spoke on people treating the Lord like a vending machine. And it's like, okay, just because you do this don't mean you get this. And just because you do that don't mean you get that. We treat God like a genie. Like, okay, Lord, I was good today. Let me rub the genie and see what I'm going to get. It doesn't work like that. It does not work like that. So it's not dependent on, none of this is dependent on how successful you are. We need to be grateful every day that we wake up that he allowed us to see another day, that he gave us breath in our body. So it is nothing but by his grace every day that we live to see another day to get it right. So I wanted to add that in there. I do have a scripture, John 3:36. It says, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains in them. So you can't make it without Christ. He's the only way that you can have eternal life. And a lot of times in this world that we live in, everybody wants to be politically correct. Nobody wants to, they don't say the name of Jesus. Like if you listen to that thing with Steve, even though he said he's a Christian but he's also part of the Islam faith and all of that, a lot of people like to say, I'm a Christian. That means you're a follower of Christ. You're a believer of Christ. But that's not what they're doing. They're just saying, I'm a Christian, and they're saying, I love God, and I'm a good person. And at the end of the day, none of that matters. There is nothing good in us outside the grace of God. So if I think that I'm good, I better check again, because my goodness is nothing compared to the glory of God. So it's by God's grace that we make it day in and day out, and his mercy. So that's all I'm going to add. Go ahead.
I wonder when we say we good, who are we comparing ourselves to?
Exactly.
Who are we comparing ourselves to? When we say, oh, I'm a good person. Okay, compared to who? Who are you comparing yourself to? Obvious, not the word of God, because if you compared yourself to the word of God, you'd be like, wait a minute, let me examine myself. Okay, I do this, you know. So who do we compare ourselves to when we say we're so good?
And the enemy wants us to think because we don't drink, we don't smoke, we don't fornicate, They want, that means we good and we're going to make it to heaven. Just because you don't do all of that does not mean that you're going to make it to heaven. You got to make sure you got a relationship with the Lord. Not only that you know him, but make sure he knows you. Because if he don't know you, then there's a problem. And you can look that up in Matthew 7:21-23. Study that one, because you got to make sure that he knows you and not just saying, oh, I know the Lord and I know God. And no, make sure he knows you. Matthew 7:21-23. Make sure he knows you. He is not a way. There is not multiple ways to heaven. The only way is through Jesus Christ. No other way, no exception. Husband, I'm gonna turn it over to you. That's all I'm done for tonight.
No, we don't know that as of yet, but I'm hoping that we're getting, you know, the point across, you know, there ain't but one way to get to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. And if you're trying to mix anything else with it, it's not going to work. Again, it's one way, and that's through Jesus Christ. And if you're trying to go any other way, I'm just here to tell you, it's not going to work. And if you, and I'm just going to say this, you know, if you running out here and you think you're feeling good about yourself and you think because you doing this and doing that, but you're not acknowledging who Jesus Christ is, then you, the reason you may be doing good, because you have to remember the devil can bless you too. The devil can bless you too. And it's just important that we know that it's just important we know who we serve. And that's really all I have to say about it. There ain't but one way to get to heaven. And I don't know what we're going to talk about next Monday. Well, next Monday we won't even be on. Before I do all of that, Evangelist Stan, I just want to thank you for being on. You have anything else you want to say before we get ready to close out?
No, I totally agree. There's only one way, and that's through Jesus Christ. Thank you guys for inviting me on tonight. It was exciting being on Chaos tonight. I appreciate you, and to God be the glory.
Amen.
No, we definitely for accepting the invite. I know me personally, I've always learned from just listening to you expound on the Word of God, and we wanted to have that on tonight to give our listeners a different view from DNK tonight, and hopefully you learned something, because it is really is a blessing to have Evangelist Stanton on tonight, and also a blessing to have my wife on, two women who knows the Word of God and who keeps everything in the pocket. You know, sometimes I get a little out of whack sometimes. And, you know, but on tonight, I like where the show went. I like the balance we had. And hopefully the listeners got a good earful of the Word. You know, we got a earful tonight. We had a great lesson on yesterday. I have to call Minister Tobert out because he showed out yesterday morning in church. Again, another young brother bringing the Word of God, and it's not complicated. It's just right there in front of you. It's just like, you know, it's easy to understand, and you know, the best is yet to come. If you believe in Jesus Christ and you walking with him, like you said yesterday, the best is yet to, you ain't seen nothing yet. You haven't seen anything yet. And it's the time is right now. They say the harvest is ripe. The labors are few. And I'm glad I'm around people who know how to expound on the Word of God and can make it simple and easy to get to where I'm trying to go through week in and week out. So, you know, the Word yesterday, if you missed it, go to Facebook, and we got it on Facebook, and he really did an outstanding job. I ain't just saying it to be puffing nobody up, because anyone knows me, no, I don't know, just puff up anybody. But it was a great Word, and again, watching him and his wife grow, I'm privileged to be sitting where I'm sitting at, because you can see it, and it inspires me to want to help other people grow in the Word of God. That's why, you know, tonight we wanted to be a little different. I didn't want to just come out here and argue with my wife. I do that, you know, after the fourth, we'll do that. Come and argue about some things that we're going to be talking about. And the next thing is, you know, living holy. You know, people don't want to live holy. They want to live in the way they want to live and do what they want to do and expect God to bless them. And we're going to be talking about that too in a coming up weeks. Again, I want to thank wife. Who is the people that give us the food to pass out? I don't want to be ignorant and not acknowledge them tonight.
You said who are the people that give the boxes out?
Who do we get them?
Expressions of hope.
Expressions of hope. I want to give a shout out to for helping us with the boxes on Saturday, giving us the boxes and hygiene products that we're going to be passing out for Extended Arms. We just want to thank y'all. And again, my apologies if I didn't let y'all know ahead of time about the boxes being. It was really random, and we had to get them out because we didn't want them sitting in a hot garage or in someone's car. So we went right ahead and passed them out. So we just want to say thank them that they gave to us. And for those that received it, we just want to say thank you for allowing us to share it with you. Also, I want to send another shout out always to my wife, always for dealing with me and helping me stay on the right track. It's not an easy job, but she's a remarkable woman of God, and I just like to send her a shout out and the things that she's doing in the ministry for herself. And not just what she does at Praise Tabernacle or what she does, it's how she uplifts herself and the people she surrounds herself with is a good thing. Went to a comedy show last night, and it was a great show. But then again, when we're walking out of the show, who do we run into? Some other believers that my wife knew. And it's just like, wow, you everywhere seeing you go, you just got people right there. And these are good people from different churches. They're all not from the same church. They're from different churches. They ain't trying to recruit us or nothing like that. They're just good people of God that's trying to go to another level that helps us get to another level. I also sent out a flyer on the cruise. We got the cruise retreat coming up in February 24th. Yes, that's coming up. It's in February, and I'm just gonna make this. If you really want to get filled, this is the place to go. I'm just telling you. If you own zero, if you go on this, you're gonna leave at 100. If you're feeling overbound and overweight with stress, these people of God is just amazing. And I'm recommending it to anyone that wants to go, please go, because it is phenomenal. Also, let's just keep our bishop in prayer as he's out of town. I believe he'll be back this weekend. So just keep him and his family in prayer and traveling mercies. Also, let's keep all of our elders and deacons and evangelists in prayer, uplift one another. Tomorrow night we have Bible study at 7 p.m. Praise Tabernacle Bible study will be on tomorrow at 7 p.m. Our Chaos Talk schedule, we have this week. We have on Wednesday, we have a vent break at 8 in the morning. If you want to get an encouraging word, we have vent break on Wednesday morning. Wednesday evening at 9 o'clock, we have a Watchman on the Wall at 9 p.m. Also on Thursdays, we have the Royal Bluette family will be on. Elder Bluette and his family will be on, and they will give you issues and things they've been through and how they made it through the Word of God. It's always entertaining, and it's always real. You will shake your head in amazement and just because of what they've been through as a family. And it's amazing to hear some of their stories week in and week out, and how the Lord has really been with them and is continuing to be with them. So let's not forget about them on Thursdays at 7 p.m. And then on Saturday, we will be taking a short break for the weekend. It's the 4th of July weekend, so we won't have no shows on Saturday. Sunday, you can catch Praise Tabernacle Church on Facebook Live on Praise Tabernacle Church. But Blog Talk will be down from Friday on up until Tuesday Bible study again next week. And I think I said everything I needed to say. Anything else I forget, wife?
As far as the announcements, no, you're good.
Oh, and anyone that is Praise Tabernacle that wants to be baptized, we're going to be baptizing in August. And let me tell you a quick, it does, it's not important. We're going to be baptizing in August. If you want to be baptized, let me or a bishop know. Send us a text. Give us a call and let us know that you want to be baptized, and we'll put your name down on the list. With that being said, I want to thank Evangelist Stan for being on again, for helping us hold it down. We appreciate you. And also, just so you know, that's between her and my wife encouraging me to fast more, and I appreciate them because they make it seem so easy. And to be honest with you, when you start after your third or fourth day, it really becomes easy. It's not that hard. So trust me, it all depends who you have in your ear telling you, you know, how to do certain things. So I want to thank them for that. And also, again, let's just keep everyone lifted up in prayer. And if you have any needs, you can always let us know. If you need any groceries, just send us a text, email. Let us know. We'll shoot what we can out to you. And with that being said, I'm going to turn the record over to my wife, and she's going to dismiss us in prayer. And we will see everybody again tomorrow at 7 p.m., Praise Tabernacle Bible Study.
All right. I'm going to thank everybody for joining us on tonight. Pray that you all have a blessed week and you all have a safe 4th of July weekend. Just be mindful of your surroundings until we come back here again on next week. I do want to close with a scripture, and I want you to know that all roads do not lead to heaven. There's not multiple ways. There's only one. John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. I'm going to leave you with that. Pray that you all have a blessed week. In Jesus' name, good night.